On the show today, we have Momentum's very own Mark Algard talking about what we've all been talking about, branch design after the COVID crisis. What's it going to look like? Well, Mark has a few answers for you in this conversation, so check it out. Yeah, because there's still so many unknowns right there, so you don't want to do anything too permanent right now. So
yeah. Oh, exactly.
Right? Yeah. And I've been thinking about businesses like yours as well. I mean, so what is this? What does all this mean for a firm like yours? Yeah. What did they, because I was thinking, gosh, it could be a two-way street. It could be like, oh no, nobody's going to build anything anymore, or we're going to have to redesign everything. So the
So it definitely had some changes, and maybe not as expected as I thought. You know, now that everywhere we work, we're allowed to be under construction again, we're actually quite busy.
Good.
So one of the biggest impacts on us has been realizing that our clients are very much internally focused right now. They have a lot of challenges they're trying to work through internally. And so we're doubling down on trying to make our work easy for them and be on autopilot, so we're actually getting less kind of guidance and feedback and engagement on our work that's underway from our clients. Mm-hmm. and we're okay with that. We're trying to make, you know, adjust our process so that things are easier for the clients. Okay. Right. Okay. There's that, but then there's also I think kind of the opportunity side for us. A lot of your questions, right, is we're spending time around thinking about the future. The branches are one thing in my mind, maybe a little bit easier of a question to answer for us. The home office work environments, the big offices, a little different, because there's that big question out there of, will we ever return to the office, or what percentage of our workers will return to the office, right? And so how do we help credit unions develop flexible strategies around work from home? So we were a little surprised. Quite a few of our clients have most of their employees still working from the corporate office. We were surprised it wasn't more. And good, and also we wonder if that isn't a kind of reflection again of maybe not quite having the tools or the culture in place that allows that to work well. Mm-hmm. So I think that might be a place to dig deeper. We have another credit union we were talking to. They're out of a very large credit union in New York, Long Island. And right now they're saying that they will forever be work from home, all but maybe 15% of their staff.
Good grief.
So right. So how do we respond to that? Right. Yeah. So a lot of research, a lot of reading, designing. We've actually been doing some 3D modeling around these conceptual environments, mm-hmm. like how they could look and work. Right.
Yeah. Because obviously, there's going to be like employees are going to be way spread out now, as opposed to what was the cubicle. Traditional cubicle thing, sure. where they're just everyone's on top of each other, and the prairie dogging was one of the terms they used. But now it's gonna be really spread out, I would assume, with all this
office. Yeah, it in a way that's a good thing. You know, not with the maybe not with our clients, with the credit unions in general, but in the office market as a whole, things were getting way too dense. Mm-hmm. People were way on top of each other. It's a poor environment in terms of being disrupted and being able to focus. And being a very stressful situation to be in. And so I do hope that the decisions turn more towards the employees and what helps them be healthy, mm-hmm. and productive and engaged, and not so much on what's the lowest cost per square foot for mm-hmm. our real estate.
Because how many people can we jam in that room?
So that is, I think that's a benefit coming out of this.
I agree.
Way too dense.
Yeah, I agree. So. And there's going to be, a lot of that type of money is going to be saved. And there's going to be some definite positives coming out of this for sure. It's just going to be really interesting the next 6 months to a year, just how it's all going to evolve and train. That's why I wanted to talk to you. And this may be a continuing conversation, Mark, over the next three or four months. So
yeah, we'll see. I mean, we're kind of living it live ourselves, because we're at the end of a 10-year lease for our office space in downtown Seattle.
Oh, wow.
And so you wouldn't believe the in just the last few weeks, the number of subleases that are coming on the market for us, the price decreases already are pretty surprising. Yeah. So, I mean, things are very fluid. We'll see, you know, with WeWork, which is one of the largest tenants in the country, and they have a big question mark around whether, you know, how long they're going to make it. That could have a big impact on the available commercial, you know, office space available on the market. Mm-hmm. Again, which credit unions, if you know, well poised, right, could maybe take advantage of that again to their benefit. So,
All righty, sir. Well, lots to think about, lots to plan for sure. Great advice in this one, Mark. Appreciate it. Anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here as we,
I think it's like there's the pessimists and the optimists, right? And I think it's okay to be both. You almost kind of have to, you know, kind of balance those two things. And I think what's great about credit unions is that they're in a position where they get to be the optimists. You know, they're well capitalized. They're trying to help their members. And I think that you read so much in the paper about like consumer sentiment, right? And how that kind of has this downward spiral, the impact of poor sentiment. And so credit unions, I think my advice is just, you know, be positive, support your members, be a beacon, because you're going to get through it, of course, just like, you know, the last couple of downturns, and be stronger for it, I think. Mm-hmm. So.
Agreed, Mark. All right, man, I'm going to let you get back to work. Sounds like you got a lot on your plate, so I won't keep you from it. Okay. Appreciate it as always, Mark. This is just really, really good stuff. And again, I've been chomping the bit to talk to you to see what's going on. Right.
So, well, you know, I hope to keep talking. We'll have some more to share.
Stuff arises. Would love to have you back on, because I think a lot of Creightons out there are like, what do we do?
We modeled a COVID branch of the future. We did. We actually created a virtual one that's made out of shipping containers. So maybe I can walk you through that at some point.
Oh my gosh, that would be so much fun.
Lots of things in the think tank here.
All right. Let's do that on the next chat for sure. All right, man. All right. Take care. Stay healthy. Stay safe. All those good things. All right.
You too.